A group of over 70s will make their stage debuts in Wellington this weekend with an original show challenging preconceptions around ageing. To tell me more, I'm joined by Nicola Pauling, who runs Voice Arts. Hi, Nicola.
Hey, Jesse. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. Tell us a bit about Voice Arts.
So we are a charitable trust based in the Wellington area, and we provide free access to drama-based programs that support development, social and emotional well-being, and bring a voice to those in our community that maybe aren't heard as often as they should. And we do that using applied improvisation and devised theatre, which is the show on Sunday night is a devised theatre piece.
Yeah, how did you launch sort of working with older people, people in their third age? What is the idea behind this current production?
Yeah, so we sort of began working with people in their third age about 7 or 8 years ago. We were doing some intergenerational work, and we sort of thoroughly expected all the young people that were involved to be experiencing, you know, all of the wonderful development and self-awareness that was coming from the work. But yeah, we were really taken about the impact that that engaging and sort of that playful performative space was having for the older participants as well. And so, yeah, that sort of led us on to sort of focusing our work really with people in their third age over the last sort of 6 or 7 years. And most of it's around bringing people into a space where we say to them, you're going to be playfully performative, but there's no audiences and no stages and no lines to learn. And then all of a sudden we get a group of them saying, actually, we'd quite like an audience and some lines to learn and a stage. And yeah, so we launched this project this year, which is a trial for us, which is, yeah, a performance program for people in their third age. To work on creating an original script and putting it on stage.
So working with older people, and I understand also increasingly working with people who are experiencing dementia.
Yeah, very much so. It's a growing area for us. And again, one that we sort of didn't necessarily set out to do, but in working with so many people in their third age, we were recognising that we had people who were living with dementia coming along to our classes and seemed to be getting an awful lot of benefit out of it, and were saying to us how the space was cognitively stimulating and creative, but also very safe, and they just felt, yeah, that they could be who they needed to be when they were with us without any expectation of getting things wrong. And so, yeah, we've done a lot of work. In fact, we've just launched an applied performance program, so working with people who are quite far along in their journey with dementia, and actually going in and doing sort of scene work with them, where we take in a team of improvisers and we just improv scenes with them, and it's magic. Yeah, it's really magic. So it's lovely.
What sort of performance should people expect on Sunday?
Yeah, so look, we had an original title for this piece. It's called String of Pearls, but a few months ago we were looking at calling it Older Women Get Undressed on Stage.
Yeah.
But we thought that might, you know, that might startle a few people. But it was because it really felt like the work that we were doing was quite unveiling of the cast. The actors felt like they were revealing parts of themselves and exploring their authentic self in ways that they hadn't before, and it felt sort of quite, exposing and quite vulnerable, but at the same time really empowering. So, yeah, women are sort of stepping into, you know, talking about what their voice is for themselves in their third age and where they find themselves now, but also looking back on who they used to be. So, you know, who I am now, but who I was when I was 12 years old. And, you know, this is the joy of working with people who have decades of life experience, is that reflective state is really powerful. And, yeah, so they've got this lovely space where they look back on the young woman that they were and try and decide whether she's still valid or useful, still part of them. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece. So I think audiences are going to have an opportunity to see a group of older women in ways that they just haven't before, and that's what this is about for us.
Are there a few nerves around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a few nerves around. But I think in a way that feels okay. I think it's nicely balanced by a lot of excitement and a lot of pride in the work that they've created. I mean, these women have never done anything like this before in their lives. Some have never done stage work or any kind of performative work. Some have been in choirs, but this is really new for them, being on stage with their own story. So, yeah, definitely nerves, but I think it'll I think they'll just fuel them on the night, and I think it'll come off beautifully. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Tickets available?
No. I'm so sorry.
What?
Aren't available. We've sold out.
What a tease.
I know, which is really great. But I tell you what is available is that this was a trial project for Voice Arts, and we're looking to running it again next year. So we're open to bringing in a whole lot of new participants who would like a really gentle, warm, welcoming experience of being creative and getting something on stage at the end of the year. So that's what we do have available. But
Thank you. And Nicola, I've just clicked that I talked to you a couple of years ago about the Marjorie Hopgood murder and your connection
you
to
did.
That.
That
was part of our Crimes NZ series. So people who are interested in that, you can look up Nicola in a previous interview. Thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for yours, Jesse. Take care.
Well done.